Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante. Derek Piper is here. Skull cap and all. Actually, it's a Carhartt.
Skull cap.
Skull cap, I guess. And then Kyle,
that you wear under your helmet.
Right. Kyle's here in his fishnet hat. So we are all primed and ready to roll, talking about a Fighting Illini victory last night. By the way, we're going to interrupt our Fighting Illini chatter with Tommy Cool, Illinois golfer, around 3:15, is going to join us. Don't look now, but that Illini golf team has won 3 tournaments this year. They finished 2nd and finished 3rd. So those are 5 tournaments where they have pretty much been right at the top and or won the tournaments. And this is a team that is loaded with 3 fifth-year guys, including Tommy Cool, who we'll talk to. And, of course, you've got some other guys like Jerry G, who's a traditional senior, et cetera. You've got a lot of talent on this Illinois golf team. And I know Mike Small, we always say it seems like he's just missing one piece to get that national title. I truly believe this team has enough pieces to get it done. They're ranked 5th in the country now. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but certainly they're playing pretty well. They actually, and I've got a, I can't recall how you say his name, but they had a transfer come in from SIU Carbondale, who was one of their top 5 golfers, and he's a fifth-year guy. So he's helping out in that regard. So we'll talk some golf with Tommy Cool coming up here in minutes. But
Tommy Cool is a great golf name, by the way.
How awesome.
Cool under pressure. I wish I had a little bit more cool in me when I'm searching through the trees and trying to figure out if my ball's in the other fairway or not.
That's when you just grab another beer out of the cooler.
You got to keep those cool, too.
So you do. There's a lot of cool out there on that course. That's a good call. Well, Tommy is good at this as well, so I can't wait to talk to him about that. Last night, Derek Piper, Illinois gets it done. I called it workmanlike. It wasn't, you know, some flashy victory. I thought State Farm Center was electric. Sounded like the crowd was really into this game. And, of course, RJ had a double-double, which was wonderful. I know everybody that has anything to do with Illinois basketball, even as a fan, et cetera, everybody wanted that for RJ. So what did you think? Workmanlike? Would that be a good word for the victory last night for Illinois?
Yeah, I'd say so. In the second half, you were leading by pretty much double digits the entire way. You only won by 9.
Right.
Which I think factored in. It's a weird deal. You win and take care of business, and we say a win's a win's a win, but you drop 5 spots in the net rankings because there is kind of a sense of the scoring margin for games, and Minnesota is one of the worst high major teams out there. They're now 1-14 in Big Ten play, so maybe not beating them by double digits, and it took Jameson Battle throwing in some tough shots there down the stretch that made it look a little bit closer than it actually was. I thought Illinois' offense kind of had some lulls there in the first half. They only had 2 assists at halftime.
Is that it?
Yeah. So
of course, Meyer was just coming down and gunning.
Right. And Hawkins put up 11 of the 16 there in the first half. For the most part, when you look at after all the dust settles and you have your 5 starters all scoring double figures, you have Epps go for 17, Meyer 22, Hawkins 16. And like you said, it was really important to get RJ going. I found it interesting, and Kyle and I discussed it yesterday, the decision for Brad Underwood coming off the Indiana game, knowing that Terrence Shannon was likely going to be out again for a concussion. would you make the switch in the starting lineup, pull RJ out? He went 0-for-6 against Indiana, missed some bunnies, missed his 2 3-point attempts, including the one that could have sent it to overtime. Do you put Luke Goody in the starting lineup? Do you put Ty Rogers in the starting lineup? I advocated for Ty. I think Kyle was on the same page as that. But Brad's decision to stick with RJ ultimately paid off because it was a game that he got going. Hopefully the weight's been lifted off his shoulders. Now we'll see how much of a true turning point this performance will ultimately be. But for a guy that's been fighting it so tough, and you just felt bad for him at Indiana where he had a wide open three and just misses everything. He gets to the rim but not able to finish. It's clearly been a mental thing for a guy that's a pretty talented player. And last night he brought great energy from the beginning, rebounded it well. I thought he was pretty good defensively too, and then gets a couple dunks, gets a three late, and you need him. As far as like getting more pieces to have this thing all come together and peak at the right time, he's one of those that you really need to build something here down the stretch of this season.
My apologies. I meant Coleman Hawkins were nailing. It was the Indiana game where Meyer was coming down and just splashing everything he took. The one thing that did it for me is when Melendez had a shot blocked in the lane. The ball looks like it's going out of bounds. He was out of bounds, establishes himself in bounds. Now, because the ball was blocked, he's able to do that. And then he just runs out to the three-point line and drains one. It's like, what? I mean, that was so un-RJ this season. But that one right there told me, okay, he's starting to feel it a little bit. I told Stevie, though, I got to see it more in one game.
For sure.
I mean, a double-double is wonderful, but I got to see this more in terms of – but isn't that so – like Illinois this season, the inconsistency to all of a sudden have a guy like RJ just double-double. And maybe, Derek, maybe that's where you look at this team that could be dangerous in March because, yeah, they're inconsistent, but yet there's plenty of talent on this team for somebody to step up any given night and lead this squad.
For sure. And you look at one of the biggest strengths for Illinois is just having a number of wings that have length, athleticism. As far as defensively, we know that Shannon's a good defender. Meyer has proven to be that. You can throw Ty Rogers on people. And I thought RJ really battled last night. Was good early against Jamison Battle, who ultimately had 31. But I thought RJ was good in that sense. I liked his energy to be able to get on the glass for 11 rebounds. And I know Matt said in the post game, he's like, I went up for a rebound, and all of a sudden I saw RJ jumping over me for one. He's like, RJ's going to bring it tonight.
He's bringing it.
But it was really the last real get-right spot on your schedule. You're at home. You're against the worst team in the Big Ten. They had lost 9 in a row coming in, and a chance for a player that had been fighting a little bit to have a feel-good type of game, and he really needed it, and you got that. So as far as big picture, we can't say for certain that RJ is going to be the guy that we thought that he'd be coming off the Houston game, like where he against one of the best teams we saw last year that Illinois played against, for sure, and then one of the most athletic. RJ really popped in that game. It's been a disappointing season for him so far. And, yeah, I know the Minnesota bench ultimately got teed up after that. They thought it was a travel. And I had people, respond on Twitter because, to my knowledge, if you shoot an air ball and you're the one to catch it, it's a travel.
It is, but I think it got blocked.
It must have gotten blocked. That must be what the officials thought. I think also
the announcer said it got blocked. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything, Pipes.
Yeah.
But I think the official underneath must have seen the ball get blocked, or it should be a travel. By the way, does Coleman Hawkins travel every time he touches the ball?
When he does the shot fake and
he literally jumps in the air and then takes off. And I'm like, I don't think – you're not the roadrunner, right? I don't get it. And – I don't know what travel is anymore in basketball. I think they get away. Any team gets away with probably double-digit travels every game. So I guess the fact that they don't, it's just so don't all of a sudden call a crazy one, right? Don't like 2 minutes left in a game be like that's a travel. No, we've let that go all season. I don't know. Maybe they don't, Pipes. Maybe I'm just. I don't know. Ever since the Euro step was invented into the game and brought, I don't know what a travel is anymore. Essentially. So I just watch and let it happen. That's exactly what I do. All right, I'm going to ask you, does Illinois, if they go 3 strong every night, is that good enough to win some games in the NCAA tournament, or do they have to have a 4th guy on a particular night really show up? Or in other words, can Meyer and Shannon go off and then you just need one other guy, or do you need that 4th? I want to talk to you about that when we come back. with Illinois basketball. We'll hear a little bit from Brad Underwood. We've got a little RJ Melendez and a little Matthew Meyer to play as well. When we return, though, Illinois golfer Tommy Cool. This is a golf squad right now that is really, really feeling it. They've won three tournaments already this season, and we'll talk to Tommy about that. I want to first tell you about America Saves Week, and it's coming up February 27th through March 3rd. So, guys, we got to save money that week. That's the goal. Save automatically. When you save, why not throw a little bit into the savings and don't spend it? That would be one way of helping to increase your money you have. You obviously got to save to retire. It's getting more expensive every day to live. Save for the unexpected. We know that stuff could happen, like car breakdowns, dental bills, etc. And of course, save by reducing debt. That's a big one. Do what you can to get rid of the debt that you have. Invest in your financial future. Visit Busey.com to get started or stop by one of their convenient locations today for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Busey, member FDIC. Tommy Cool, next drive.
Ashley's President Sale is going on now. The already marked down President's Day prices are double discounted. Save big on all furniture. Everything is on sale. Take the sale price and double the savings. We have hundreds of items ready for your double discount, including our bestsellers, mattresses, and decor. Hurry into your local Ashley store to shop the President's Day sale now. Ashley is giving away a 2023 Nissan Altima. This isn't a national giveaway, it's local, with greater chances to win. Just stop in store at 602 West Anthony Drive, no purchase necessary.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Hey, Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning. Here today to talk to you about your sewer line. Do you know where it goes? Do you know what shape it's in? For the month of February, we are running a free camera inspection with the proper access for all of our customers. Give us a call today at 217-355-5512 to schedule your free camera inspection for the month of February. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk here as well. I heard a rumor, Derek Piper, that Kyle has been working on an intro, a new intro for the show. So maybe we're not far away from another intro, which certainly we could use.
That's exciting.
I am excited about it too. So, and I appreciate everything Kyle does, of course. thank you for filling in for me yesterday. That was huge.
We got to watch what we say, though, because, you know,
yeah,
you in particular like to give some jabs to Kyle. What if it was like a complete troll of an intro and it's just all of our worst moments on the air making us look really stupid?
Well,
I could do that.
Do that so often that I feel like it would be harder to find a good thing that I did on the air than easily find something that I was bad at. I am good at this. I'll say this. I can introduce guys to the show. And on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, we have Illini golfer Tommy Cool. What's up, my man?
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate this. I know you guys have practice today at 4. Man, did you expect in February to probably get outside and practice as much as you guys have?
You know, I can't remember the last time we've had this nice of weather. You know, the past 2 days have been awesome. You know, our team's gotten out. We've got to hit balls outside. I played 9 holes yesterday and today, and it's just, you know, it's good to get some reps in outside before we head west this week and, you know, compete against a good field.
What's kind of the breaking point for where you're like, that's probably a little too cold to get out there?
You know, there's really, I honestly go outside any weather over like 35 degrees, you know, as long as the wind's down. The wind is the factor. If it's windy out, that's when it can get pretty cold out there. But, you know, the past 2 days it's been, you know, not that windy, so it's been perfect.
Ah, cool. He's a potter, man. He's a Morton potter. Is that what you get? What's a potter?
You know, that's a good question. People ask me that all the time. I think Morton had to do with some pottery So it's a weird mascot, but hey, you know, just got to go with it.
You go with it, exactly. I want to ask one more real quick about practice. You know, it's one of those where, like, I golfed growing up, but obviously not to the detail that you guys do. And I can, like, in my mind, I can kind of come up with scenarios of what Brad Underwood does in practice. What do you guys do in practice? Is it more of individual, or do you guys do team bonding kind of things, like competitions, et cetera?
Yeah, it really depends on the time of year. You know, golf is obviously a very individual sport. But, you know, when you're putting in a team, there is team aspects to it. So we'll do a lot of team stuff, but leading up to a tournament, it's kind of getting done what we need to have done for to be ready to compete. But, you know, yesterday we went out as a team, did a team competition, but today it's more individualized, getting the stuff we need to get done for this next coming week.
Tommy, this is your 5th year here. Last season, you were a All-Big Ten first-teamer, off to a great start this year as well. I know you're tied for second at the Hal Williams Collegiate here earlier this month. Big picture, as you look at your time in Illinois, how has your game evolved, and what has Mike Small been able to do to make you evolve the most, you feel like, in any particular area of your game?
Yeah, it's. I think my game's come a long way, and, you know, obviously Coach Small is the best, you know. He has a lot of insight, but, you know, I feel like I've just matured over these last 5 years. I've learned a lot about my game, myself, you know, my confidence, you know, and it definitely helps to have some experience, you know. Obviously, I didn't play much my freshman year, but as soon as I started to get more and more reps, you know, I felt more comfortable in college golf, and I think that helped me a lot. But I think just maturity, you know, knowing myself, like I said, and my tendencies, and, you know, just going out and competing. Coach always talks about that, you know. It's not who has the best stuff, but who goes out and competes and doesn't give up and has a good attitude is the one who's going to succeed at the end of the day.
What is the toughest part mentally? As someone that maybe doesn't handle the mental side that well when I'm shooting it on the other fairway and keep – hooking it without any regard for where it's going. So on your side of it, obviously the one that can control the ball a lot better, but still the mental, you mentioned it, how much that's been a part of it. What's maybe the toughest part to control, and now that you've been a fifth-year guy that you've kind of been able to hone in on?
Yeah, you know, golf is such a mental game. I know people talk about it, but one thing that's really helped me is just realizing that golf is really not a game of perfect, you know. We see all these pros on TV, and they're hitting bad shots too. They're not perfect. You know, it's the guys who manage their game, manage their emotions, and, you know, just accept bad golf shots. They're going to happen. They're going to happen to everyone. Who can limit those, and, you know, who can bounce back from those, you know? A lot of a lot of guys mope after they hit bad shots, but you know what? It happens. Just move on and, you know, have a positive outlook on it.
Tommy Cool, Illinois Golf. He's our guest on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Tommy, this is an experienced team. I mean, this is an old, experienced team. I know you're 23. You've got two other guys on this squad in their fifth year, including the transfer from SIU. I'll let you say his name because I've already forgotten what you told me. But this is a team with guys that have been around and played a lot of golf. Does that give you the hope, especially, and why wouldn't it? You're ranked fifth in the country, that this squad with the veterans they have can really go do some damage come postseason?
You know, I really do think we can do some damage. Obviously, we're taking it one day at a time, competing every day, just trying to get better. But, you know, if you look at us on paper compared to the last couple of years, we got some depth, and that's what we've been missing. You know, adding transfer Matisse Bissard to the lineup has been great. You know, he's a heck of a competitor. He loves the game, loves the grind. And, you know, with Adrian being a fifth year as well, being my roommate for 5 years, I mean, he's as experienced as they come. You know, to have us three being fifth years, being leaders, I think it definitely helps. And, you know, I feel like that's what we've kind of been missing the past couple of years, is that experience and leadership.
Those three fifth-year guys, including yourself, Tommy, explain a strength that you each carry onto a golf course.
I think just competitiveness. You know, I think we're all just wanting to go out there and give it our all and not give up. I think that's probably the strength. If I look at Adrian and Matisse and myself, is why we've succeeded over these past couple months, is because we just, you know, we want to beat each other each and every day, and that pushes everyone, you know, everyone on the team to get better. So I think that's a strength we all three have. And you know, it's just so competitive around this team. And you see it in good teams, but that's what it takes.
Tom, I mentioned your most recent outing. The team finished first at the Hal Williams down in Mobile, Alabama. You were tied for second at that event, shot a 65 on the final day.
That was it?
Yeah, 65.
I mean,
that's what it says.
I've gotten 65 every time out.
Oh, you mean that was the end?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you.
What was working for you in particular to have that kind of score?
Yeah, you know, I just stayed patient all day. I made the first two rounds, that 36-hole day, I didn't hit it great. Made some adjustments in the morning with coach and got off to a really good start, and then just kind of carried the momentum going forward. But like I said, it's crazy. I'm playing some of the best golf of my life right now, and my game feels – it doesn't feel as good as I want it, but I'm just going out there and, you know, just playing with what I got, competing. And that's what's fun about golf, is, you know, you're always striving to be better and get better. But, you know, that day I just grinded it out, course managed, stuff coaches taught me, and, you know, just had fun out there more than anything.
This is kind of more of a fun question, but what's maybe your favorite course that you've played during your career, maybe even this year? Any ones that really stand out as far as ones that you've enjoyed or ones that are particularly fun to play?
Well, my sophomore year, we actually got to play Cypress Point out in California. That was a treat. It was an eight-team tournament match play format. We got to play, I think, three or four rounds on Cypress Point, which, you know, is top three in the world. But that was obviously – one of my favorite courses. But I tell people every year that Olympia Fields is one of my favorite courses and event that we play all year. You know, the golf course is such a great test, and obviously a great field there. And, you know, I think everyone just says great things about that golf course and the challenge it brings to players.
How hard is it to go down and play in Augusta without playing where you play the Masters? How hard is that?
You know, it's funny. People always, you know, I say, oh, we got a tournament in Augusta, Georgia this week. They're like, are you playing Augusta National? I'm like, I wish. But it's tough. You know, we're lucky because we get, as part of the tournament, we get practice round tickets for that Monday.
That's awesome.
So that's always a treat for us. So, you know, during the week, we're all looking forward to that Monday. But, you know, I obviously wish we were playing Augusta, but Forest Hills, where we play, is not too bad either. I'll take that too. Amen. Any golf course is fine with me.
Amen. I want to ask you about this NIT tournament, this National Invitational Tournament out of Tucson. You guys have that after, of course, heading to Nevada. And, of course, the NCAAs, by the way, championships are in Scottsdale, again, at Greyhawk. So kind of good to get out because Arizona is a little bit different, obviously, golf out there than playing here. Explain a little bit how what you guys will be looking to do when you go out west to Nevada and Arizona here coming up soon. Is that just a way of kind of playing courses out there and the way they're built compared to around here?
Yeah, it definitely helps going out there. You know, obviously we're going out there this week to Las Vegas and then here in a couple weeks to Tucson. And I think that's the Tucson event's during spring break. So we're going to actually go to Scottsdale and play. I'm sure we'll play Greyhawk once and then play a couple courses in the area. But you know, it's good to get out there and just see what desert golf is like. I mean, a lot of us have played desert golf, but it's good every year to go out there and see it and feel the temperature, feel how far the ball goes out there. Obviously, it'll be a little different come in a couple months here.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't hurt to get out there and just see the course. And our team does a lot of visualizing of the course to even this day is just, you know, obviously that's our goal is to get there, win the national championship. And our team does a lot of visualization of seeing conditions, the course. So it helps to go out for all of us and see it for sure.
Tommy, a couple months down the road in the spring, actually 2 months from now, April 22nd through the 23rd, the Fighting Illini Spring Collegiate.
Awesome.
There at the Atkins Golf Course. What have you made of what they've done to that course out there and how cool it to be to host an event kind of here on home base?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, Atkins Golf Club has been a great addition to, you know, this program. You know, we've got great courses in Champaign, but Atkins is just a whole different course. You know, it's long. It can get firm and fast out there. And, you know, just to have a tournament in Champaign, I think, you know, the community is pretty excited. I think we're all excited too, just to have some fans out there because, you know, golf's one of those sports that we don't really play home tournaments. So it'll be good to see some orange and blue out there and play in front of some faces we recognize.
Tommy, people are going to love that. I mean, they're as someone that has covered this program for years and to be able to a couple of times see you guys in person at, you know, in the postseason or at the NCAA championships, things like that. West Lafayette, I remember going over and Dylan Meyer chipping in, and for some reason they showed my Twitter clip on the Golf Channel, and I was like, yeah! But, I mean, just to be able to see you guys, because you guys are like, you're like almost like idols and heroes of golfers around this area because we never see you. We just know you're good, right? We just know Tommy Cool's out shooting 65s. So to be able to put a face to that and watch you actually go hit shots, I think that's going to be something that Illinois fans are going to eat that up when that rolls around.
Yeah, I agree. And I've had a lot of people come up to me and ask when the tournament is. I know even a lot of friends and kids I've met through class and stuff are cool. Excited to come out and just, you know, they see all this social media stuff of Illinois golf and, you know, what coach has built here at the University of Illinois. But, you know, no one's ever really gotten to experience the just feeling of Illinois golf out on a golf course and, you know, the competitiveness of coach and our team. And, you know, I think it'll just be great for the community and obviously this program to get out to Atkins and, show people what we got.
That's awesome. I this is it for me, but I remember at one Big Ten championship, it was in Lafayette, and Coach Small, I kind of happened to walk by him, you know, and I'm not going to say anything to him, obviously, but he was just real, had this real stern look on his face, and then at the last minute, he's like, hey, what's up, Lon? I'm like, hey, Coach, how are you? He's just a wonderful dude. I mean, he's just a great guy, and please tell him hi for us, and Tommy, thank you so much, my friend. What a great interview, and good luck to you guys. And when it gets closer, maybe to that Big Ten championship in that area, and especially right before your home meet here in that Fighting Illini Spring Collegiate, we'll try to get you or Coach or one of you guys on to talk some more about that. But we appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I'd love to be back on and, you know, talk about this team. Obviously, I love this place. This is my home. And, you know, I'm just very blessed to be a Central Illinois kid playing for Coach Small. So thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
What an awesome story. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it, Tommy.
Yep, thank you. Yep, see it.
That is good, man. Tommy, cool. You know what would be cool? Kyle, I would have you do this, but it would take you so long. Can you imagine going through and figuring out how much money it would take to play the courses that these guys play in a season? I mean, you're talking like Olympia Fields. Number one, you're not even getting on Olympia Field. Kyle, isn't that close to you up there where you live? I think it is, right? You were telling us about Olympia Fields once. Or maybe not. Maybe that wasn't.
I don't know.
Okay. But it's close to where kind of you grew up, I believe. But first of all, you can't even get on it. Like, you got to be invited onto Olympia Fields, you know, like probably the majority of these places that they're going to be playing this year. And it's just, you know, like Islesworth down in Florida. That's amazing. Coral Creek Golf Club. I mean, I bet it would be incredible to see what the green fees are for one guy and to go through and calculate, like, if they go play three rounds at Olympia Fields, that alone would be over $1,000, right? Easy. It would be amazing how much money that, and of course they don't have to pay, you know, to play these things, but I'm just saying it'd be cool to kind of see how that is. All right. So I guess it's not a travel anymore.
That's what people were filling me in on Twitter last night, that it's a rule in the NBA, but no longer in college.
Got it.
Catch your own air ball, recover your own air ball, that it's not travel anymore, as long as it's a legitimate shot.
Oh, so that has changed. Why are we babying people? I mean, I used to, like, when I threw air balls up, it was a travel if you went and got it. So, I never shot air balls, Derek, until I put a tape in one night because Lucas wanted to watch me play in high school. The first two shots were air balls. And he's like, I thought you always said you know. I'm like, well, this is very rare. I'm like, I think somebody's done some editing to this back-in-the-day VHS tape that you're watching. Someone asked about playing Olympia Fields. They actually played there in September in that Fighting Illini Invitational. So they usually do that every year to start the season. So I would assume later this year they will play there. Someone also mentioned the Netflix show about golf. It is incredible. So Lucas binge-watched it in one day. 7 episodes. The very first episode, I've only seen one. I've only seen the first episode is last night. The first one is about Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and how good of friends they are. And there is one clip in there of those guys playing a practice round in Tulsa where, remember, the PGA was there last year. You remember Justin Thomas came from 7 down to win that thing on the final day. But they're playing a clip in there, and Spieth had just come off a win like the week before or something. So they're playing this practice round for money, and there's a name for it, and they call it the double hammer or something. So, like, if you win a hole, it's $100. If you birdie the hole to win it, it's like $200. But in this thing, Jordan Spieth, like, out of nowhere, he's like, he's talking to himself like third person, and he's like, "Hey, Jordan, how you playing this year? You know, or Justin, how you playing this year? Oh, you're not? Hey, Jordan, how are you? Well, I just won that tournament last week." And it's just like the trash talking is hilarious between these guys. And just you've got to catch it. I think you will love. I can't remember. What is it called?
Full Swing.
Full Swing. Good call. It is so funny. I can't wait to see some of these. And it brings in that first one brings in a little bit of the LIV, you know, with Mickelson coming back for the PGA after all of that had happened. And Spieth took the high road and just said, you know, well, guys got to do what they got to do, I guess. But was it Dustin Johnson? Yeah, I think Dustin Johnson last year won $35 million on that LIV golf tour because he won whatever. I've never gotten into it. I'm not a fan of it. But if you win your whatever, like if you're the golfer of the year, you win $18 million bonus.
The money they're getting over there is nuts.
It's crazy. It's going to change the Ryder Cup. I mean, Patrick Reed, who's always been a huge Ryder Cup guy, Ian Poulter has been a huge Ryder Cup guy. Those are two guys that every year at the Ryder Cup, they are huge for both Europe and the United States. But now that they play in the LIV, They're not allowed to play in the Ryder Cup.
Oh, Live Golf can't play in the Ryder?
No, they made a rule that you can't play in the Ryder
Cup. Really?
Yep. So, unless they change it at some point, but Ian Poulter, I guess one of the episodes focuses on him, and he said one of his dreams in life was to be a captain of his European Ryder Cup team, but now that won't happen. So, interesting stuff. I did look, and I believe it's 2027. Now, I'm going to leave you on a sad note here, and I don't mean to, but with my brother recently passing away, he and I had a pact that we were going to one day, and I said, it's got to be when the boys are done playing sports. You know, I'm not missing that. But I said, one day we're going to go watch a Ryder Cup overseas, and we kind of picked, like, Ireland would be the place. And I don't know if I'm saying it right, but they're going to Limerick, Ireland, 2027. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, that would have been perfect because Andrew will be in college, and we could have gone. So maybe I'll go. That'd be kind of cool.
You should.
Who wants to go to Ireland? Who doesn't want to go to Ireland?
That's the better question.
I mean, let's go. I'm here. I heard they have beer, so I should be okay with that. Is today like not Mardi Gras, but is it like Fat Tuesday or something?
I think so, because we had a promo yesterday that we were sharing that I think they're celebrating Mardi Gras at Pia's.
Oh, right now?
Today.
Well, hell, what are
they
we doing here?
They had the shuttle last night to the game, and then I was supposed to pub Pia's celebrating Mardi Gras today.
Okay, so for the rest of the show, you're going to hear this song.
And Kyle.
We got the sheriff out here sitting there. I mean, we got our own escort to get to Pia's. That'd be funny if he was listening. If he is, he's got to throw his lights on for me. No, then he'd get in trouble and be like, no, I'm not listening. Yeah, I am. That'd be cool.
I know we're going to talk more Atlanta basketball, but there's another crazy story that's developing in the national scope of college basketball. One of the best players out there has an interesting story that surfaced today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. We got all next hour to talk Illinois basketball, too. So, all right, we're back. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. I do see your text, Ryan, on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. Matt Sinclair, former Illini linebacker, he has taken the job at Fisher. Jeff Palmer, my buddy, told me that Saturday that he was going to be the new head football coach at Fisher. So congrats to Mr. Sinclair. We're back. It's The Drive.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
John, you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchase, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Invested in our community since 1908. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Maybe you've attended an event at one of the more than 50 organizations First Federal supported last year. We help make our community a better place, and we invite you to visit us and discover better banking for yourself. Experience the exceptional, friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Speak with real people, not a recording during business hours. We're never too busy for you. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
National Candy Cane Day. That's what I'm calling it. We're all eating a candy cane.
Keeping it festive around here.
These are 24 cents a box. So I bought like 8 boxes. I gave one to Kyle. I'm like, here, just keep one in your... What do you call that? A backpack?
Yep.
Like, why would I not know what that's called? I just couldn't think of the name of it. Okay, so we're going to talk some Illinois basketball. They get the win over Minnesota. Kind of workmanlike is the way I kind of approached it. I know a lot of Illini fans probably would have preferred more of a blowout. And you even mentioned that they dropped in the net rankings.
They did.
5 spots. Now, before you get to this national story, why is that bad?
As far as the net ranking drop, I mean, it probably isn't a huge deal, although it kind of is a little jarring. It doesn't take into account some other teams that could have moved up as far as wins last night, like Duke is now ahead of Illinois in the net rankings, and they won last night. Oh, they dropped 3 spots. I don't entirely know why 5 spots. It sounds kind of like a significant dip there, but... I know that scoring margin does matter, so maybe they took into account Illinois not beating Minnesota. They're a 15-point favorite, but that just seems too significant to make the difference between a 9-point win like a 16-point win. I mean, you drop spots or you don't, but regardless, Illinois sitting there 32nd in the net rankings. Kyle and I discussed yesterday, Jerry Palm of CBS Sports, going into last night, had Illinois as an 8 seed projected.
Really?
8-9 was his projection, Illinois against Auburn, and then the one seed that they'd have to play would be Kansas, and that would all go down in Des Moines, Iowa. I would totally be for that. I know a lot of fans like to get out of the 8-9, but just the storyline factor and the proximity. Joe Lunardi came out today, Illinois has a 7 seed, and the 2 seed, I believe, was UCLA. So
I'm fine with that. I mean, just stay at that 6 or 7. I do not want to draw Kansas. I do not want to draw Houston.
And you do not want to draw Alabama, which is where this story that's out there is going on right now. So Brandon Miller has been the best freshman in college basketball this year. He's pushing All-American type status, averaging about 19 points, 8 rebounds a game. He's been awesome for them. It came out today, there was a shooting back in January in Tuscaloosa where a 23-year-old female was shot and killed, and a former Alabama player, Darius Miles, had been uncovered that he gave the gun to the shooter.
Oh my.
Well, now Tuscaloosa police testified today that Brandon Miller delivered the gun to that player, who then gave it to the guy that shot the 23-year-old woman and killed her. So they have text exchanges between Brandon Miller and Darius Miles, where he's telling him where the gun is, and then Miller drives to the scene of the shooting and gives him the gun. Now, Nate Oates has come out today and had a statement. He said, quote, "It's sad we knew about that," which now you're like, oh, you knew that this happened. Yeah, you didn't do anything. "We knew about that. Can't control everything anybody does outside of practice. Nobody knew that was going to happen. College kids are out. Brandon hasn't been in any type of trouble or is in any type of trouble. In this case, wrong spot at the wrong time," is his quote.
I was going to say something funny, but I'm not. So Brandon Miller is the player for Alabama.
He's a star player for Alabama, which is projected 1 seed right now.
And he drove a gun that was given to him.
It wasn't his gun, but he went and retrieved a gun that was either Miles or the other guy that shot. But he drove the gun to the scene of the shooting, passed it off, and then that gun was used to kill this 23-year-old woman.
I mean, is he still playing?
Nate Oates said he's not going to be in any type of trouble.
Okay.
And when he says we knew about that, that makes it sound terrible, where this has happened a month ago.
I mean, you are an accomplice, right, to a murder. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a policeman. But it sounds like to me, if you literally took the time to drive this gun to give it to someone, knowing, I presume, what was going to happen with it. I mean, I guess that could be his defense, is that, I don't know, I was just taking this gun to a buddy. I didn't know he's going to use it. Wow. That's pretty heavy. Okay, well, I mean, I don't know.
And apparently it says Miller's car was hit twice by gunfire during the shooting. So he was there. He delivered the gun, and the weapon was used and killed to kill this 23-year-old.
Now, was there another guy in the car, right, with the girl that got killed? Is that right? Or I think
I'm not sure on that.
I think Kyle is like, I'm confused because I'm on different stories. Like, right after the national championship football game, something happened involving a shooting, and I was thinking, I guess maybe I was thinking it was Alabama, but it may have been, maybe it was Georgia or something. No, it was Georgia. Yeah, I think so. Well, I hate heavy stories like this because I don't know what to say, but I just can't imagine if you were involved in that and your coach knew that you were involved in that and you're not going to discipline that at all. That seems strange to me. But I guess maybe they're going to let the legal side of thing develop. I mean, I guess Nate Oates would say, I'm not a detective. I don't know
how much Brandon knew as far as the intentions, but he did, delivered a gun.
Man.
So, yeah, it doesn't sound like, based on the case, that Miller has been implicated by law enforcement on this, but doesn't sound good for one of the best players in college basketball on a team that's projected to be a one seed.
Sal said, Tay and Piper, attorneys at law. We are below Better Call Saul. You know, I've never watched the last episode of Better Call Saul. I recorded it, and then it, for some reason, got deleted or something, and I've never been able to find the last episode. And I know people out there are laughing. They're like literally sending me crying emojis right now because I'm guessing Kyle in 2 seconds could go on there and find
stream
it. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But even on Netflix, they don't have the final season, I don't think. So here I am, just kind of
you
floating
just made
out
your
space.
Peace with it. Someone deleted it on my DVR, and now, I guess I just won't watch it. I'll never know. I've heard that the endings of, like, what was that? Oh, why am I blanking?
Oh, are you thinking about Breaking Bad?
Well, was that, did that end well?
No.
What was the popular show here recently with, like, the dragon and everything that...
Oh!
Everyone said the last season stunk.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking... Okay, hold on.
Kyle, help us out.
I was thinking Netflix. You're thinking... oh, my gosh. Come on,
Game
everybody.
Of Thrones. Thank you. How Game did I not get that?
I thought you were talking about the one on Netflix that was based out of the Indiana town where the girl was like, could like
turn a car. Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Did that end poorly?
I don't remember.
No,
now.
That was good.
It
That's
was pretty good,
wasn't
it? One
of my favorite
shows. Yeah. That's so right in your time frame, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's funny about it is it's based out of the 80s, right? So you see a lot of 80s, yeah. Like how we dressed back then and stuff, which is always hilarious. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sal, Peaky Blinders. Have you ever watched that? You got to give it a chance. The first time I ever watched it, the very first show, I watched like 30 minutes. I couldn't understand what they were saying because they have such a heavy accent that I quit watching it. And then Kara watched it, and she's like, no, you've got to sit down and watch it. So I thought about putting the closed captioning on. And then I'm like, no, that's not, you're not doing that. You're not old
enough.
Like
you're watching some like Bruce Lee karate
right,
film.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if you need closed captioning for that. I just thought of an example.
But it was like, it's just that heavy. I don't know what kind of, it's a London accent or something. It's just so heavy that I couldn't. That is so funny, though, that I literally have just, like, given up on Better Call Saul, the final episode, because somebody deleted it. You know, when I had to get rid of my DirecTV when I moved, I had to get rid of my box, and it had like it had so many. It had like Cardinals World Series games on it, and the Blues Stanley Cup Game 7 and stuff. And I had to get rid of that. And I'm like, surely there's a way you could. I don't think you can download those things, because I Googled to see if you could download those. You know what you like? I had, for instance, like when Lucas was in high school, I had a couple of clips on him that they showed on the sports, but then I lost all that. So I don't know, man. The struggle's real. That's all I know.
They got to make it easier to retrieve that stuff.
They do. And yeah, again, I'm just picturing people laughing, going, "Lon, you can literally watch that tonight on a stream at your house." But I hate getting old in this world. I truly, I hate it. But
I wish I could laugh at you and say, you know, I know what happens, but you don't type of thing. But I'm ashamed to admit how many good shows that I haven't seen. Everybody's like, "Oh, I love this show. Have you seen it, Pipes?" And I'm like, "No, I have not."
Yeah, like, well, like Peaky Blinders, I've told you about. Breaking Bad, you've never watched.
Not past like season 2.
Breaking Bad is one of the all-time. And then people immediately go right into it, like I'm doing to you right now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm scolding you.
I know. And there was the commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Like, oh, yeah, I remember this one. And I'm like,
Piper's like the only person that doesn't know what that means.
Good show, I think. Heard about it.
Did you watch Yellowstone?
Nope, haven't seen Yellowstone.
Oh, man. We got to get Piper up to speed here. We got to get, well, you're kind of busy with the little
guy. I'm just going to take the rest of the season off and catch up on what I missed.
What you need to do is when football season rolls around, that's when you need to catch up. Because baseball, we got to watch baseball. That's coming up, man.
First spring training game is this weekend.
Oh, that's right. And you're going to hear, I ran out of music. You're going to hear the weekend spring training games for the Cardinals right here on ESPN 93.5.
Awesome.
The Cubs don't really broadcast their spring training games. They do a few.
Losers.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but the Cardinals, you'll hear them here. And then, of course, when the season starts, the Cubbies you'll hear on 105.9. You'll hear the Cardinals right here. Pre-game, post-game. All right, let's talk some more Illinois basketball. They won. Let's talk about it. Next, Drive. Well, skipped.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here. 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
Shannon, hello! Slam dunk.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
And the celebration is on!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Blippi is on stage with his wonderful world tour.
Hey, it's me, Blippi.
Blippi's back on stage.
With performances at the Virginia Theater Thursday, February 23rd. Win tickets from Stevie J Broadcasting by texting the keyword Blippi to 217-359-2255. Treat the young people in your life to a terrific show at the historic Virginia Theater February 23rd. It's Blippi. Tickets available at thevirginia.org.
Ashley's President's Sale is going on now. The already marked down President's Day prices are double discounted. Save big on all furniture. Everything is on sale. Take the sale price and double the savings. We have hundreds of items ready for your double discount, including our bestsellers, mattresses, and decor. Hurry into your local Ashley store to shop the President's Day sale now. Ashley is giving away a 2023 Nissan Altima. This isn't a national giveaway, it's local, with greater chances to win. Just stop in store at 602 West Anthony Drive. No purchase necessary.
You're listening to